We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Bat Studio. Time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Right, Andy?
You got it. Well done, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
We're also, in this segment, we're going to do everything we promised we would do, but we're also, I'm sick of looking at Jim and the, we're going to have a Super Bowl pick. We're all making a Super Bowl pick because I'm tired of three next to Jim's name and two next to mine for the Penn State picks. So we're picking the Super Bowl and we're putting it on the board.
All right. Fair enough. So you want to get your butt beat again is what you're saying, Bobby.
I'm just saying. I'm itching to make a prediction.
Okay. We'll do that at the end of the segment. Remind me before we finish up. First, I'm Jim Galante with Bob Flounders, Andrew P. Shea, and we're talking about position battles that intrigue you guys the most. What are you going to be looking at? What's going to be the most fun to watch? Who wants to go first?
I'll start.
Go ahead, Andy.
Go, Andy.
I'm going to go on the right side of the offensive line is my number one priority. Not only who the two starters are, but who the two backups are. And Penn State had the luxury this season of having a very healthy and whole offensive line pretty much through the entire season. As you would go through a 13-game schedule,
let's do the background. Connor McGovern and Ryan Bates, you want to call,
right
are
side.
Gone.
Gone to the NFL. They're in the NFL draft.
Now what?
So, in particular, on the right side of the offensive line, I'm looking at Rasheed Wallace at right tackle, Anthony Wigan. I don't know. Is Bryce Effner a guard or a tackle, you think, Bob?
Well, I mean, since Miranda's going to start, I don't even think there is a competition at guard. Do you?
No, I don't.
I think it's the Holmes kid, even though he's a little bit raw still.
Right.
I think you're right about Rasheed Walker. And I just have not heard anyone talk about anyone else at the tackle spot. That's, and that's why
I'm more curious.
I think that's why the spring is going to I think though it's Walker or it's Holmes.
So you have right and left tackle you're going to have you're going to have at we think Rasheed Wallace, right?
Walker.
I mean, Rasheed Walker at right tackle, and I just want to know who the 3, 4 and 5 guys
you
are
will.
At tackle.
You're going to know.
That's
you're
who
gonna
I want to know.
I'm trying to tell you it's going to be Miranda, but I don't know about the tackle spot.
No, I know he's the guard. I'm just saying who the behind the two starters at tackle, who are the 3, 4, and 5?
Where does Wigan fit in, the JUCO tackle?
I mean, you got to see him. You got to get him in the spring game. You got to see if he's Paris Palmer or not. I mean, let's just say
there was
that
a good and bad Paris. The bad correct. Paris, was he just wasn't ready to go on 15, but he actually played well in 2016.
Yeah, let's see if he's ready or not. And he's got 2 years of eligibility left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is he 3? Is he 4? Is he 5? I don't know. That's where I want to see at the positions. The starters matter 100%, but I'm always more curious about the third, fourth, and fifth guys. So the right side of the offensive line, I think we're going to learn a little bit about Matt Limegrover.
Just to clarify, who's the starting right guard and who's the starting right tackle?
Rasheed.
At tackle?
Mike Miranda.
All right. Your turn, Bobby.
I'm going to stay offense, and I'm more than a little curious about how they're going to approach the tailback position. Ricky Slade is obviously talented. I think he's just not the biggest guy, and I don't think you want to put too much more weight on him because he's an explosive player. I don't think I don't think they want to get him to the point where Miles Sanders put on a lot of weight and it was good weight. I don't know that it's the same body type. And I think that one of these two true freshmen are going to surface, and I think I would give the edge because he's a different kind of back to Noah Kane. Because Devin Ford, is he not similar to Slade in terms of what he can do?
Yes.
And they're probably looking for somebody who can do some of the dirty work. And if it's not Journey Brown, I think Noah Kane's got a great shot. And if you're Penn State, do you want to say, look, we're not going to give a one guy 18 to 20 carries a game. We're going to run it 30 times, and we're going to go with the hot hand, or we're going to go with the matchups. And I think it'll be more of that this year.
I'm also curious. I know, like, you can clearly tell the coaching staff and his teammates, like, they like Journey Brown and what he's developed into. We just don't get to see a lot of overt carries that let us see what they tell us they know. I think he's going to have a little bit more of an in because they like what they see from him. And the other thing that I'm curious at the tailback position, the two freshmen, yes. What about C.J. Holmes, the Notre Dame transfer? What's that look like?
I just remember Ross really liking these two guys on tape, and I think the tape doesn't lie. I think they're the guys that – running back's one of the easiest jobs if you can pass protect to get on the field.
Well, also, isn't it Noah Cain's already showed up at Penn State early entry where Devin Ford
Correct.
Has not?
Right.
And if you've seen any of Noah Cain, he just looks like a brute.
He is a brute. I saw him down in Florida. He looks like he's going to probably get a little bit bigger. And he looks like he does look like the perfect complement to a running back with a little bit of flash, such as either Slade or Devin. And that doesn't mean Devin can't take the job, because you saw what a talent like Barkley did the minute he got on campus in August. But I just think that they don't have a back that's built to be an all-around back.
I would agree with that, but I think they have a lot of pieces to choose from to piecemeal.
Hasn't the model changed a bit at running back nationally? Like,
definitely.
When you have
Alabama,
a Saquon Barkley,
Clemson,
who could do absolutely
Ohio
anything,
State.
You never want to take him right. Ohio State, I'm thinking Georgia.
Yeah, right. In Georgia.
Was it Sony?
They had three. They had Chubb. No, they had Chubb, Michelle, and the kid from Pennsylvania.
DeAndre Swift. Yeah.
And
last year they used Swift and Evander Holyfield's son.
Yeah.
So equally.
I don't think there's any problem with that. No. There's enough carries to share. And what I like with your model, Bobby, if you give Noah Cain those brutal carries, it saves Ricky Slade.
Yeah.
And let's see Ricky Slade get out in the open a little bit. Let's throw him the ball a little bit. Let's get him outside, right?
Absolutely. And I think they didn't do enough of that with Miles last year.
I agree. Or Ricky. So, anyway, we are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio.
Labatt
Blue. Blue and white. Drink blue and light.
Labatt Blue. Remember.
By the way, we're going to have Kevin in from Labatt soon.
I know.
Another surprise, another tease here. He's got something new for us to try. That's always a good thing, isn't it? All right.
Will there be alcohol in it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're good with that? We're good with that? It's coming.
I think I know what it is, but I won't say anything.
All right. Hold on.
AJ, what's your next one?
Quarterback. For the first time in 3 years, it's easy. But Penn State's going to – it's not the fact that they're going to – it's either going to be Sean Clifford or Tommy Stevens. It's the fact for the first time in 3 years, we get to see a quarterback battle play out at Penn State. And I'm interested to watch – how that evolves, how soon James sort of tips his hand. If the 2016 is any indication, I think he's going to let it play out through camp, which I think is cool. And I think going into the last week of camp, maybe not knowing, I think that's pretty cool as well. Maybe he knows and doesn't want to tell us. I'm just going to go on record. I'm going to say Sean Clifford wins the job.
Well, but don't you think Tommy's going to get first crack
at
it?
Absolutely.
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
He's the champ. He's got to be knocked out. And the problem with Tommy has been injury. So that may be how Sean gets the job. We've talked a lot of offense. How about we go to the other side of the ball?
Who wants
to talk defense?
I think there's a chance that Penn State actually might feel really good about Jan Johnson and as a starter. And Ellis,
interesting.
Ellis Brooks handling the backup role, but both playing maybe in a 60-40 split. So if they're going to do that, I think they have some needs behind Micah and Cam. And I could see them experimenting with Brandon Smith, maybe not inside but outside, because I think he physically is a lot like what Cam Brown was like when he arrived. I don't think Cam was a natural linebacker. He was more of a defensive end project, whereas I think Brandon is, but body type wise, they are physically similar. Now he's going to change when he starts to add some weight. Cam struggled to add weight, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State says, we want to get this guy on the field other than special teams, but we feel pretty good about middle linebacker and those guys are ahead. So why don't we look at him a little bit, maybe as one of the outside linebackers? That's what I think.
Interesting. I think we go, it's a big flip from 18 to 19 at the linebacker position, because in 19, going into 18, you were like, what in the world are they going to do? And now you are like, now it's more of, well, what are they going to do, because they already have so many set pieces.
Just remember, Jarvis Miller's in the portal.
He's in the portal.
Well, let me.
I said that for you, Jim. I think we got to say portal at least once
every segment.
Yes, yes, we do. I want to give you a name that you guys didn't mention. Lance Dixon, freshman.
I like it.
And 24/7, one of the recruiting rating sites, very late, bumped him up and called him their number one outside linebacker, along with Brandon Smith being the number one middle linebacker. That's a pretty good haul at linebacker. In my understanding, Lance Dixon moves pretty well.
Yeah, I would really like – I'm going to enjoy watching – the Penn State linebacker core in 2020, especially with Micah, Brandon, and
Lance.
Lance, I think that's going to be. I think that's going to be the envy of the Big Ten.
Wow, interesting. And the great part is here that Lance Dixon, there he doesn't have to be pushed. Like, it can just sort of evolve for him naturally.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to be pushed, as long as Micah and Cam Brown are healthy. There's no need to push. Do I get it? I have a sneaky suspicion that Lance Dixon might end up being number one on, or at least have a shot at being number one on Ross's 2019 recruiting list when he ranks them. Because he's a huge fan of that kid.
I like it, Andy. Another tease for our series where after signing day, Ross, we will begin our series. I've had several people ask me about it. We'll wait till after the final signing day. How about safety?
Sutherland and Taylor. It has to be Sutherland. If it's not Sutherland, I don't know what plan B is.
Yeah.
I just really don't.
I think it's those two guys, and let's see what stacks up behind them. I don't think it's really a struggle in terms of figuring out who you're going to put on the field there. I'll be interested to see if there is any more prominent role for Lamont Wade in this defense. Don't know. I'm just curious about that. And defensive tackle, I will always be watching because I have no idea other than Robert Windsor.
Going back to safety, because you guys didn't, I'll bring up the JUCO, Jaquan Brisker.
JUCO, got to see it before I believe it.
Of course you got to see it, but I also believe James doesn't go out and grab those guys unless he thinks that they can be a factor.
Super Bowl picks, gentlemen.
All right, real quick.
In overtime, New England 33, the Rams 27.
I'm going to go 38-35 New England.
I'm going 35-30 Rams. Oh. Just to once again
Price
defeat
is
you guys.
Me again.
All right, I did. That's it for our show. We'll see you guys next week.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.